Social media network Reddit's launched many a meme stock, and as it goes public, could it become one itself? The 19-year-old platform's gone public on the New York Stock Exchange today, opening 38% above the offer price at $47 US per share. Reddit is seeking to raise nearly $750 million US dollars through the stock listing, putting its valuation at nearly $6.5 billion. It's the latest social media giant to hit Wall Street, and it's known to have a particularly passionate user base. In 2021, Reddit helped fuel interest in GameStop shares, managing to create a short squeeze against traditional investors and giving rise to the so-called meme stocks. So what can we expect from here? Matt Liebowitz is founder of the online broker Stake. Matt, thanks for your time this morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
For listeners not familiar, can you just explain what Reddit is and how it differs from other major social media platforms? It's almost old internet in a way, in the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an online forum, really, for various topics. So if you want to learn how to, you know, fix your car, or you want to get information about a stock, or you want to talk about US politics or even New Zealand politics, there's a forum for you. So it's built on around small communities that are very passionate and quite engaged.
And that's become more of a rarity, as we said, that kind of forum approach to a social media platform. It also explains one of the reasons people are so passionate, yeah?
Yeah, so you obviously have quite a bit of banter between users, and obviously, you know, quite differentiating opinions within those communities, and obviously you get quite heated discussions, but also obviously quite helpful discussions for various communities. So, yeah, it does have quite an interesting following, and it's obviously it's the 20th largest website in the world, so it gets a lot of traffic.
70 million daily users who post across tens of thousands of subreddits organised by subjects of interest. So it was seeking to raise $748 million in this IPO, putting its valuation at nearly $6.5 billion US. What's your view on that as a valuation?
Well, it went up overnight. It listed last night around sort of midday New York time and ended up about 50% up by the end of the day, 48.3% actually. So it listed at $34. Well, the IPO price is $34 and it closed above $50. So for those that got into the IPO, which included some of their community, actually, they opened it up to some of their power users. It was obviously quite a profitable day for them.
They must have put a few dollars on between when we checked and when the exchange closed. Just explain how that works.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at the history of Reddit, obviously 17-year-old business actually was going to list in 2021 at the sort of the height of, the peak of the market during the COVID boom, but obviously couldn't get that away at the price, and tried to list it at a $15 billion valuation, or was targeted that. It ended up sort of raising its capital. So what happens is when a company wants to go public, it generally issues more shares to generate or sell some of its shares down to investors, whether they be institutional or retail. And it did that at a $34 price. It generally has a book build, so people bid in at the price prepared to pay. It sort of had a range between $31 and $34, and it raised at the top of that. Obviously, it was in quite demand, obviously, prior to IPO. And then it actually goes and lists publicly, so it actually goes onto the exchange, as it did last night, New Zealand time. And it obviously listed, and it jumped straight away. So obviously there was a lot of demand at that price, at the $34 range, and it's found its sort of fair price, at least for now, at around $50.
Some shares, as you alluded to, reserved for loyal Redditors. They'll actually have the ability to sell almost immediately, which is normally fairly unusual in an IPO, is it not? What's the intent of that?
Yeah, so normally there's a lock-up period, so just make sure that people just don't buy it and sell it and sort of remain in it. They stay as shareholders. I think Reddit's in an interesting situation where it actually monetizes its user base. So this is nearly like an olive branch in a way to them. They, you know, historically, you know, if you've seen social media giants, whether that be Facebook, obviously Twitter as well, like it actually makes its money off its customers. So this is probably a way to say, look, we're sort of giving a little bit back to you, and just to calm any discussions that there may be around how it makes its money, because it hasn't been profitable.
It's trying to appeal to their inner capitalist here, for sure. Just explain a little bit more about profitability first, and then we'll talk about how it monetizes users.
Yeah, so it hasn't been profitable. On an accounting basis, it claims it is. It makes about $830 million of revenue, or did in the last full year, which is obviously, and that's US dollars, which is obviously a huge amount of money. Not quite sure where its costs are. But in a lot of commentary from the CEO, Steve Huffman, is that it actually has very high margins and it's going to focus really on driving revenue. So I think what we're seeing from that olive branch of giving stock to its power users is that it's really going to be pushing revenue soon, so which means it's going to be